I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde. In 1997, nearly 5 million Lego pieces were on a container ship passing Cornwall on their way to New York. An enormous wave hit that ship, tipped it from side to side at wild angles. 62 of the containers fell overboard, including the one with those Legos. 17 years later, the Legos are still washing up on beaches in the British Isles. Local oceanographer Curtis Ebbesmeyer has been tracking the Legos. He told me the shipment contained some curiously ocean-themed pieces.
There were diver flippers. There were diver aqualungs. There were little yellow 2-inch-long life rafts. There were sea dragons, octopi, all kinds of things. And there were some non-related things like witches' hats. I haven't figured that one out. But I took the 100 pieces that the Lego company sent me from Billund, Denmark, and I put them in water. And lo and behold, 60% floated.
60%. So some of those 60% have been for 17 years washing up on various North Atlantic beaches. How do you know? I mean, you're very far from there, but how do you know when the Lego washes up?
Well, you know how big Sherlock Holmes had his Baker Street irregulars?
Uh-huh.
There are oceanographic beachcomber irregulars all around the world, and Tracy Williams is one of the extraordinary beachcombers. And she lives right there close to where the container went overboard, and she knows exactly what to look for, and she does look. And so if you can visualize land ends, like the end of the toe of a boot,
right?
They go north from Land's End about 100 miles, and they go up the English Channel on the English side 100 miles, and that's it. They haven't gone very far.
Huh. So they're up in this in the waters off the British Isles, essentially, is what
right.
You're telling me, Curtis. Of these millions of pieces of Lego, are they confined to that area, or could they be floating in other places?
I think they're floating all over the world now.
Really?
But you have to beachcomb by context. If you found all five of the biggies, if you found a little yellow life raft and you found a dragon and an octopus and a diver flipper and an aqualung, chances are you have found
the holy grail.
Right. So you have to go by context. You know what I mean?
I do. I'm talking with Curtis Ebbesmeyer. He's a retired oceanographer and editor of the newsletter Beachcombers Alert. And at this point in time, people are still tracing or finding pieces of Lego that fell off the container ship, the Tokyo Express, in 1997. Now, this is we're laughing and it's kind of fun, but I would imagine that having plastic in the ocean is not necessarily good for wildlife that feeds on ocean form. So, is this getting into fish?
Well, you know, every good story has a light side and a dark side. And unfortunately, the Lego are just, the multicolored things are just like bird food. They're small enough. You know, diver slippers are only a half inch, maybe 3/4 inch long.
Mm.
There were 500,000 diver flippers lost in the spill. And they're orange and blue and white, and they're just perfect bird food. And over there in Britain, they've done stomach autopsies of hundreds of thousands of birds, and they found every single bird has plastic in its stomach.
Boy, that I'm thinking of the stories we used to hear about the plastic that goes on top of 6 packs of beer or soda getting caught around animals' necks, but this is actually in their systems.
Correct. And it gets far worse because petroleum-based plastic, not 99% of what we have, is not biodegradable. And people say to me, well, but Kurt, it goes away. I said, yes, it breaks apart. But it never goes down to its constituent atomic elements. It'll go down to maybe 10 molecules, and then it just floats around. But it's still plastic molecules, and it's infected the whole oceanic food web. And it's impossible to get that back.
So, Curtis, if I eat North Atlantic fish like cod or halibut, am I ingesting pieces of Lego?
Well, you're ingesting pieces of plastic, and eventually Lego will be down to the 10 molecule size. So, but it's not just plastic in the ocean. Everything you eat, if it's like wrapped in cellophane, or it's going to have plastic in it. Everybody's got plastic because the plastic is in the air. It's in what we breathe. It's in your dust in your home. It's the Roman lead pipes of our times.
Wow, I'm talking with oceanographer Curtis Ebbesmeyer, and we're talking about 17 year. We're talking about plastic of all kinds, but in particular, 17 years of Lego detritus floating mostly around the North Atlantic. And I'm curious, over these 17 years, what do you as an oceanographer learn from watching these Lego and hearing where they wash up?
Well, I know that the North Atlantic Ocean, the main gyre, goes around every 3 years. So it goes from England down to Florida and Florida back to England in 3 years. So it's like a bowl of soup.
It's churning.
And the spoon that's churning the soup is the wind. So you imagine a wind with a big spoon in its mouth, and it's just pushing it around. So what do you got when you have 17 years? Well, you got, call it 18 divided by 3, you got 6 orbits around. It's enough time for the Lego to have gone around 6 times. And so you say, well, so what? I said, well, the point is that a lot of it's just still out there and it hasn't come ashore. A lot of times the winds just push it around, and it's rare that you get the winds that'll push it on shore.
Wow. I'm thinking that in a weird way that you as a scientist might be kind of grateful for a spill like this, because it allows you to visualize water and wind movements in a way that you might not have.
Well, there are opportunities of found science. I mean, if you have an accident like an airplane crash, well, that's terrible, but you're still going to go out and investigate so it doesn't happen again, and you're going to go investigate what really happened, and that's the same thing. Every spill of something, and there's several thousand containers that go overboard every year. Every one of those spills is a scientific opportunity.
So says local oceanographer Curtis Ebbesmeyer. He's been tracking a spilled shipment of about 5 million marine-themed Lego pieces. They fell off a shipping container back in 1997. They've been floating in the ocean ever since. And you can see some photos of some of this Lego at our website, David. It's KUOW.org. It's very pretty. And the bad part about this is those little micro plastic particles get into the fish that we eat.
And into their bloodstreams, and I think our bloodstream, all very disturbing, although he makes scientific lemonade out of these Legos. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.